About to record this as a podcast?
Duh.
Okay.
Damn, my life's too built for that.
Yo. Hit the thistle dance like I'm Mac Dre. Can't stop looking at it, no, them racks safe. Elevating, only half baked. I'm the Tiger Woods of the crap game. It'll all wash away with the champagne. Cause I bit down on it, left a bad taste. Where is Reverend L. Sharpton in the last days? Another bitch baptized, victim of the wave. Possessed, tryna get a nigga solar praise. Fool for the thought, he was so the same. I'm just tryna rise on the apple place. This hot Jay-Z handle, yay. Dolo Velli might've sounded like a Yeezy quote. She a needy hoe, hit her with a peasy quote. Ended on a high note, something CC wrote. Crowns for the kings that BB sold. Being misled, I was told things. BB King dead on May 14th. Solitary, never been quarantined. We still going up May 14th.
I'm causing problems. You'll get us all killed. Give them what you got and get them out of here.
Shut the fuck up, fat man. This ain't none of your goddamn business.
Be cool, honey bunny. Be cool. No problem. I got it under control.
Only if you got a yacht. You getting some coochie.
Yeah, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. That shit kind of be like, lit, though.
Yeah, I like it.
But I feel like I told you about her, you know, quite a while ago, though.
Yeah, you put her on my Reddit page. You feel me? I can't thank you enough.
Yeah. You know, if there's anything that I can give to the world, it's just my resources and knowledge for finding, you know, uncensored, you know, just straight horn dog material and shit. You know what I mean? And I like to share with all my niggas and shit.
It's essential.
Yeah, absolutely. It's essential business, man. I should get paid for this. Where's my PPP loan?
That nigga Joe Osteen got all them bitches.
Nigga, hey man, shout out to all the motherfucking pastors out there and shit that be out here, you know, stealing all the money out the collection plate and going to buy Benzes and Rollies and shit.
And private jets and shit.
Facts, man.
Shout out to Kenneth Cole, man.
For real, man. We need to clean this nigga Kerwin up, man. We can have him on the motherfucking, in what they call it, the pool pit, yeah. You know. Be like, yes, my brother.
Yes. We got a $500 line,
$150
line.
Yeah.
They'll get a car for sure.
Come on, man. It all
adopted into my family. That's how he's my brother. But he blood.
For real?
No, you.
Oh.
I'm talking about you.
Oh, man. Yeah, believe me, man. Kerwin family. Yeah, Kerwin is family, man. You know. That nigga, he's good with me, man. I fuck with Kerwin, dog. Not you, you know. I don't trust those new niggas over there.
Yeah,
no, we don't fuck with them new niggas, but
Kerwin been good money since he stepped foot through the door.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, man. Absolutely. Yeah, Kerwin, tell me, man, what you been up to, man, since last time we saw you, cuz. My nigga Kerwin came in this bitch with some soft legs today, so I was pleasantly surprised.
With soft legs, yeah, you know. You know, I got it. I be doing my thing, but I really just been staying out the way, working on trying to work on music and just have new shit to put out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, she was talking about my legs.
I got hurt. Nah. Niggas wasn't talking about your legs.
Definitely wasn't at all. Not one bit, for real.
I do got the, you know, soft Ricks on.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
You know what I'm saying? I was trying to put it together in my head.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah.
That's
my boy.
Right.
My boy.
That's a bar right there, though.
What type of dirty, nasty shit you been on, Spiff?
Shit, for real.
I ain't seen you in a minute.
For real.
Shit, I really just been getting ready for this move and shit. I ain't been getting too nasty out here. I'm about to move away my way into some pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These last couple weeks and shit. But other than that, nope.
I ain't gonna lie, man. When I told my peoples that Spiff and Solo was moving, my instantly was like, what bitch is he following out to Atlanta? I was like, damn. You just think my nigga green like that? Like,
damn.
Nigga. You already knew what type of you
know. No, I do got bitches out there, but it ain't for that purpose, though. Niggas is trying to better themselves, you feel me?
Yeah.
Well, I feel it. I need to come out of your.
Yeah.
So I ain't never been today.
You know, we trying to do some things with, you know, different business ventures and different scams of that nature. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Facts.
You feel me? Got to do a little dirt to get ahead. But, you know, shit, just new scenery. I always felt like it wasn't really nothing here for me in Detroit. So,
yeah, I've been feeling that way a little bit. I got like a love-hate relationship with Detroit.
Yeah.
You ever thought about relocating?
Yeah.
I feel like you would look better in like Cali for some reason. I feel like you look good on Rodeo, Kerwin.
Yeah. I want to go to, like, Cali. I've thought about Texas.
I can see you out there in Texas.
I wouldn't do Florida.
No, Florida wild, man is crazy.
Yeah, Florida man.
Out here, man.
That's where old people go to die, man.
Yeah, we'd look up in this, and we'd be like, damn, this nigga Kerwin out there selling fentanyl.
Down bad,
though.
Up dog shit.
For real. But
no, I thought about it, though.
Yeah. That's what I said. Like, it's, I feel like you'll look good in like Cali and shit for some reason.
Vegas, maybe.
He'll be a pimp.
He'll be a Molly Mall type. Yeah.
It'll be lots of whores.
Lots of bitches.
I think I'm Walter White.
No.
Like,
no.
We need to get this nigga Kerwin an RV and just tell him to just make crystal.
No. Yeah.
And just move to fucking Arizona.
Hell no.
Yeah. You can do it.
Arizona lit though, I ain't gonna lie.
It is. That's all the same, like, little area though. Like, Arizona, Vegas, Cali, ain't that like
facts. Close
proximity. But yeah, really, I like to go to Cali, but at the same time, I feel like after a while, that shit gonna get
too much.
Yeah, it seems like everybody to go out there, like, it become too much at some point. They trying to get the fuck on.
It's expensive as fuck.
Yeah, it does.
And only gonna get more expensive.
I thought about New York too, but that shit too expensive.
It is, but it's not though.
You know what I heard about like Cali is that everybody out there is like fake important, and everybody know that they fake important. I mean, it's like
that's everywhere though nowadays.
Yeah,
to a certain extent, yeah.
Even here, you know, you got motherfuckers here that swear they that nigga and shit.
As my nigga Choice say, niggas on the scene, niggas and shit.
Yeah, right. So it's like, I feel like if you go to Cali and shit, you can be like, nigga, I work with Travis Scott, and niggas will probably be like, oh, okay, me too.
At this point, at the age I'm at, I got like friends and stuff that's out there now, like doing cool shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I thought about it for sure, and it's something I definitely would do. It's just a big commitment. And commitment is like kind of difficult with me.
Yeah.
Just in general with things. But shit, I ain't never thought about the A though.
A is straight, but it's definitely a mini version of like what you was just talking about, like fake important people and shit like that.
Yeah.
Everybody know everybody quick to name drop and shit like, but.
Like, I was with Lil Baby yesterday.
But
he
at
was
the
dropping
same
Hellcats.
Time, I mean, but at the same time, you could go into a Walmart and just see like a random celebrity too though. Like,
yeah.
Niggas done been out there and just ran into like a couple people, little Scrappy, Shaq, fucking some of them hoes on Love in Atlanta, ATL and shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like,
I don't know who them bitches is.
Yeah,
I
mean,
for
real.
You could tell though. You could tell if they on the show. But
yeah. They try to act like they ain't trying to be seen, but trying to be seen.
Yeah.
Same thing in Cali though. You fuck around, just bump into somebody at the airport or something, and just walk around like it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
LAX, everybody flying in and out of that bitch.
Nigga, I was watching that whole ass No Jumper with Gator.
Okay.
You know the nigga that used to be fucking with Tiger and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, man, I was out there, nigga. I was the one that helped Tiger get out here type shit. But on the serious note, he was like, man, we was out here just passing out, like, Tiger's mixtape and just bumped into, like, niggas from Maroon 5 and, like, nigga, just randomly in Cali and shit. I was like, oh, okay, that's tough.
That's how Cudi met Kanye.
For real?
Yeah, he was working at the Babe store, and he chased him down to give him a CD.
Oh, that's hard.
That is hard.
That's hard. Like, we don't, that's the only thing about being here in the city, mm-hmm. is that you can be, you know, kind of like city famous, but yeah. we don't got too many like super, super like famous, popping yeah. niggas that come here to just like post up and shit. Who?
It be people here, bro.
Niggas don't be in the thick of things.
You know, I'm not in the thick of things.
I mean, shit, I know, I mean, though,
the only time we see, like, niggas, it'd be, like, randomly, like, at Somerset.
Yeah. Remember when we seen that nigga Ben Gordon?
Yeah.
Like, out and about, I don't know, but people be here.
Yeah, Post Malone randomly, like, was at the casino one night, like, probably, like, a year ago, like, doing karaoke and
shit. That nigga Spiff sent me.
That nigga was high as fuck, though.
That nigga Spiff sent me a motherfucking video of this nigga Post Malone doing karaoke at, like, what was it, MGM or was it?
He was at Motor City.
At Motor City. I was like, damn, man, you should have called me.
Diplomatic Immunity talking about he be at Motor City.
Man, that nigga don't be here.
Cap. No. We would, like, yeah. They would have to shut some... They would have to shut some major shit down for to get this nigga in and out of Motor City.
Drake definitely been
Drizzy.
I mean, yeah, niggas go on tour and shit like that. But I'm talking about just like roaming.
Maybe he put a disguise on.
I hit Drake on top of the fucking head.
I was watching this one shit with Akon. He said this nigga Michael Jackson went out with a disguise on. it just be in the corner just snickering like.
Oh hell no!
But they don't even know it's me.
But at that point of fame, you kind of got to.
Yeah. Like if you that famous like motherfucking Mike Jack and shit, I guess you got to put on the disguise. But I want niggas to know it's me and shit. Yeah. You know, you see me doing baller shit.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Drake would have got his ass robbed for a fact, though. I'm just saying.
Nah, niggas.
If it was just him and Chubbs or some shit, like, come on, bro.
Yeah, but he don't move like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah,
it never moved like that.
Like, before you even get a chance to touch Drake, it's going to be like 9 other niggas that you got to get through.
Right.
That's true, but we can.
Yeah.
We can do that shit. I just watched the video.
Nigga, like, you are not fucking John Wick, my nigga.
I just watched the video, bro. And this just describes it. So you got to think. He going to have his security and the police.
Facts.
Our police ain't shit. I just watched the video of a nigga dumping out the car with an AR and the police got the fuck on.
All right. Duh.
Got the
All
fuck
right.
on. Our police
on,
getting the fuck on.
Man, me and my dad was talking about this shit yesterday, dog. Listen, you got to weigh your options, my nigga. Listen. If you the police,
mm-hmm.
you got standard motherfucking Glocks with 16 rounds. I don't know how many rounds they got. I'ma just assume.
Got another mag.
Maybe another mag. And the nigga got a motherfucking assault rifle with monkey nuts on that bitch, my nigga. You gotta weigh your options, my nigga.
All I'm saying is, if niggas really got it popping, them security, I know our police is getting the fuck on.
Yeah, they don't get paid enough to get blown from a fucking AR.
Unless you got them gang squad niggas. Niggas.
Yeah, them niggas will hop out on your ass.
Telling them where they went.
Nigga, they ready to fight.
Fuck that. I was just trying to grab some weed out they shit. Getting the fuck on.
Man, you got to weigh your motherfucking options, man. Nigga, you got to think wisely, my nigga. You can't just be pulling up on niggas while they got assault rifles and shit. Like, come on.
Pulled up on them, though, like, unknowingly.
But what do you do, my nigga?
Shit, you serve and protect, nigga. What you fucking signed up for, nigga? That nigga wasn't shooting at you. They was shooting at a whole nothing, nigga.
I'm just saying, man. I get it.
I probably would have got the fuck on, too, though.
Man.
Them niggas hit it right real quick.
My pops was on the same, nigga. Y'all, these niggas had to protect the sir. These niggas had that shit ball. Nigga, no.
I'm
leaving.
I'm getting the fuck on.
Yeah, nigga. Fuck are you talking?
In the squad car, they got like a shotgun in that bitch.
Yeah,
man.
They got a shotgun.
Most of the time.
They got some motherfucking like little smoke, little grenades, and that's about it.
Whole ass smoke. What the fuck you gonna do with that?
I seen this video. This one bitch, they got the window down. She got her fucking hands over the window, opening the thing up. She get to cracking that bitch open and get to running like a motherfucker.
Oh, that's hard.
Sitting there back doing paperwork like, oh, damn it. Her fat ass get to running after her.
Nigga, I seen somebody get off in some handcuffs.
Yeah.
And then, like, wind up going to the hood. Niggas got some, like...
lock cutter or whatever.
Yeah. Like some bolt cutters.
A bolt cutter.
Cut them bitches off. Yeah. I'm like, damn, man. That's a solid-ass nigga, you feel me? How the fuck you get away with that shit?
I'm leaving town. Fuck that.
Niggas ain't really pressed. it ain't really press. If it's like some petty shit, niggas ain't really press on that type
you
of shit.
Seen the way this motherfucker Trey and his mans got off on the boys, shit, a couple weeks ago.
Who? Trey?
Trey, yeah.
The nigga that was over here?
TC,
what you doing?
What the fuck is you doing, man?
Man,
I ain't gonna say too much, but
nigga, go ahead, say too much.
Say too much.
And I'm following them, and I'm on the freeway trying to follow him, going like 95.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm way back. State boys flew past me. They ain't give a fuck about me.
Oh yeah.
They on that skate.
They was on his ass, bro. And he got the fuck on, got up on the exit, and the state boys kept going.
Damn. Easy.
And I done missed the exit because I'm like, oh damn, I'm trying to call, bro. Like, yeah, bro, they on your ass because I ain't think they knew. And then I get off like two exits later to turn back around, go back to the east side, and the state boys just done pulled over somebody else because they couldn't catch their.
Yeah, at that point, you just gonna be like, man, fuck.
Can't that catch shit happened a lot, though.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly,
yeah. That allegedly.
Yeah, it be like that, man. Fuck that. Fuck that, nigga. I don't see y'all young niggas. Y'all niggas different. Y'all niggas just be driving fast for no goddamn reason.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be.
I just told these niggas earlier how my nigga Dante just flipped the car while we was in that bitch. And I'm still like low key pissed at him to this day.
It wasn't just a car. That shit was a whole pickup truck, though.
Yeah, that's he was in a Dodge Ram and he just flipped that bitch while we in that motherfucker.
I'm still a cautious driver, though.
No, you're not.
Yeah, nah. I don't drive that crazy. I drive fast sometimes, but I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to drive fast just to drive fast.
I've gotten to a little, you know, couple fender benders.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? These days, yeah. My age, you know.
Sometimes I put my shit in sport mode and fly outside streets.
No, I don't got no sports mode on my shit.
Oh.
I just be, you know, cruising.
Yeah. But in the Benz, though.
Cruising in the Benz, yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You got a good engine in that
bury
motherfucker.
Me in that bitch. When the day comes.
Oh, man. Hey, before we get too far, man. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, or whenever the fuck y'all niggas like to listen to this shit. I'm Meech. Hold on, Spiff, before you say it. Mm-hmm. You know what they call me, man. The young Diane Sawyer, the black Barbara Walters, nigga, the young Boris Kojo. Yeah, that's it, man. Go ahead, Spiff.
And I'm Spiff, but I'm thinking about changing my alias once I move to Atlanta. So stay tuned.
Here we go.
Right at this point, this nigga Spiff just gonna have the purple dreads, man.
Yeah. I mean, I done lived out there before, and I done came back. All right, you feel me? I done lived out there for like 5 years and shit.
Yeah,
and came back. Like I'll be all right.
All right, but we got the coolest white boy in this bitch. Hey, man, what's our whiteboard tier? Spiff
is like Justin Bieber, Jesus, Justin Timberlake,
yeah,
and then Kurt. But yeah. He's steadily moving up, man.
Man.
You feel me?
Nigga, I
my way back up.
We about to get rid of this nigga Justin Timberlake, though.
Listen, Spiff.
He got two years to get me a dope ass album. Or Spiff Lord, nigga.
I tell you this: when you on your way down to the A, turn on that Justified album.
Ooh. That shit is a classic. I'm saying though, but we need another. When he stopped fucking with Pharrell, like.
That Timberlake, I mean the shit he had with Timberland, that shit was hard.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Come on, that was that 2020 experience.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Timberland and Pharrell. Once he stopped fucking with them niggas, like, did you listen to his last album?
Nah.
Exactly.
Don't disrespect me.
Exactly.
But yeah, man, shout out to my nigga Kerwin, man. He pulled up, man.
I had to make a return.
And I'm glad that you pulled up, man, because, you know, I've been knowing this for like a couple weeks now. My nigga Spiff and Solo, they gonna be moving permanently to the A and shit. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm just glad that you pulled up and shit, man. I'm glad you here to be here for the last.
Yeah, yeah. He said he gonna throw a banger. I told him he got to. But yeah. I think he on bullshit.
Yeah, Spiff definitely on bull.
I don't party, man.
If anything, it's gonna be Solo. Is Momo here?
No.
Yeah, it's gonna be like Solo and like 90 bitches in res,
man. I need
in the corner with a fifth and a hoe.
Swear I'm there.
Yeah, man. But I hate to say it, man. This is the end. This is the end, nigga. No more podcasts after this.
We gonna do podcast.
This is the end, nigga.
We gonna do podcast.
There's still ways to do a podcast.
Huh?
You can still do a podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna still do the fucking podcast.
You can do it with him still.
Yeah, I'm gonna still do it with Spiff. But, you know, I just wanna, you know, just talk some shit real quick.
The dramatics.
Yeah, I just wanna be dramatic and shit.
Yeah, I know. I know how you is.
Because, you know, just to keep it a whole beam, man, you know, this is like my way to like get away from the house and shit. You know, stop being a dad for like a couple hours out of the day.
I feel it.
But you know, now it's like I gotta, you know, figure out some new things. I gotta change up how we do shit now. You know, with my nigga Spiff being in a whole nother state, man, we gotta be creative when we do, absolutely, you know, do the next thing. You feel me?
Yeah, that's true.
Y'all creative motherfuckers.
Yeah, so I don't know what I'm gonna do, man. I really don't know yet, at least.
Shit, we just gonna have to get on the what's Discord. That shit, the Discord or the what's that shit that they do the video conferences with,
the Zoom.
Don't do Zoom.
No
Skype. I use Skype.
Something
like you can record on that bitch.
I'm pretty sure you can.
Like, can I just get the audio?
There's lots of ways to do that shit. Yeah. I don't know because I don't do that shit.
You can screen record on your laptop though.
I ain't got no fucking laptop.
Chill, I'm about to give you that one in the kitchen.
Okay.
You just gonna have to take that bitch to the Geek Squad.
The
I don't know what's wrong with it. I got it off a nigga from Craigslist though.
That nigga sold Craigslist. You a fucking lemon, boy.
Craigslist good for like music gear.
Nigga, so this nigga got motherfucking spaghetti guts all in the motherfucking MacBook.
No, that bitch turned on. You just gotta get a charger. That shit just a timeout though, like after like an hour or something.
Yeah. But yeah, man, shout out to my nigga Spiff Lord, man. My nigga's on the bigger and better things. My nigga say he want to be 30 up 30.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the process to being 30 up 30, you feel me?
Exactly.
Run up the bag and shit. Yeah,
got it's to. All a part of y'all ascension.
Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yeah, you know? Niggas getting old out here, man.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like at this point, me and Rez got to, like, continue the downtown boys.
You know your ass ain't going nowhere outside the house.
Yeah,
being on that right. Down.
Yeah, you right.
Red's gonna get you in trouble.
Nigga's gonna be one night with Rez. I'm gonna be like, damn, that's it, cuz. That's all I got in me, man.
I can't do this shit again.
Like, damn, the wife tripping, dog.
I'm telling you.
Fucking all crazy Atlanta bitches.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They fuck, them bitches fuck with me out there. All you really do out there is really not gotta be gay for real. Like, that's it though. Like, I'm so serious. That's it.
Shout out to the LGBTQ
community.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
So basically what you're saying is, as long as you ain't gay, you can fuck something while you down there.
You can fuck down there anything you want to. For real. I thrive out there with the bitches though. But I mean, it ain't hard.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You got anything that you got, you like, lined up, you know, since you, you know, been home and shit.
As far as coochie?
Yeah, as far as down there in the A.
Yeah, I got a few preem selects out there. I ain't gonna cap. You feel me? But that'll be there when it's gonna be there. You feel me? But I'm more so.
You been tapping in though? Like, yeah, I'm on my way.
Yeah. Nah, don't nobody know. I'm just gonna show up. You feel me?
This nigga Spiff, man. I swear he that nigga.
I mean, shit.
Because I instantly be on the bitches like, yeah, I'm on my way home, baby. Here I come.
No, I got it. It's gonna be there, bro. Like,
whatever.
Nigga, it's just about the selection. Like, I got the cougars out there, and then I got like bitches out there that's like my age with just like single moms and shit. So them bitches ain't doing shit but rape.
Fire, my man. Once you get down there to the A, man, you get some of that good Southern cooking, my boy. Mm-hmm. My nigga Spiff is gonna start acting different. He gonna like, nigga, I ain't even on that.
I'm talking about.
Hey, show down here at Peach Street, nigga. All types of shit. Dog mugs. Beans. All types of goofy shit.
No. But yeah, though, like, shit. Niggas about to just be out there. The hoes gonna be there. But niggas is focusing on getting shit established. You feel me? That's all it is. I got more work to do. Like,
damn, man. When somebody got the last second shot hit on their dumb ass.
Oh, damn.
You ain't challenged that shit, my boy? Damn. This nigga got 70. Red's really weak as hell. I'm a
You can advance the ball.
How are you about to win? You got 0.4 left.
Nigga, get that bitch to Cole, man. Get that bitch to the Beam, man. Yes, it is. You saw what he did to D-Wade ass at the top of the key.
Hey, that nigga got 0.4.
Y'all seen Lil Uzi Bought a Planet?
Yeah, that's hard. That shit. I like that.
I'm confused, though, as far as how the fuck, who is he buying it from?
I don't know. That's the jug right there.
At this point.
That's the jug.
I mean, at this point, everything's for sale, my nigga.
Probably the government, though.
At this point, everything is for fucking sale.
Discover it, like, own it? Is that how that works?
No, I got Reds next. I'm about to bust it.
If anything, I just point to the sky and be like, yeah, I own that. Whatever the fuck that is, that star right there.
All
right,
go ahead.
I can buy that shit from the government, for real.
How can I buy the sun? That's a bigger flex.
That's how I know all this shit is bullshit, man. Because if Uzi can go buy a planet, then I know for a fact either motherfucking Jeff Bezos or what's our other man's? Elon Musk. One of them niggas own Mars already.
Yeah, got to.
They got to.
Yeah. They got a joint deal with that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Niggas doing joint ventures.
Turn that bitch red. That's what I'm going to work toward.
Nigga, that shit is hard, bro.
It is.
I'm telling you, man, before we die, it's going to be niggas living on other planets, like, for real, for real.
I don't think so. I think we just going to miss it.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't think so, man.
I think so.
I think it's going to be some type of groundbreaking.
After our generation.
Maybe my son generation? Or you think it's...
Yeah, you'll probably get to see some really cool shit that we're going to die before we see.
Speaking of Bezos.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
we got to bring this shit up.
True. Go ahead. Introduce it, Spiff.
All right. So this nigga Jeff Bezos just randomly gave my nigga... What's his nigga name?
Van Jones.
$100 million. And told that nigga... Do what he want with the money. Them niggas fucking. Them niggas having butt sex or
nah? Nah. Them niggas having. Ain't doing that.
Niggas politically driven.
Bro.
Listen.
Them niggas.
But I don't know shit.
Them niggas is gay, bro.
No, I don't think it's that, man. Them listen, I told. Nigga. Listen to this, though.
Shit, though.
Listen to this, though. Nigga, it's already been rumors that this nigga Van Jones been dicking down Kim K anyway. You feel me? And I just feel like my nigga Jeff Bezos, he probably cut into his man's like, dog, my pocket's a little short and a bad bitch costs.
Nigga,
put
okay.
me together, my boy.
This nigga worked for CNN. That's
a fact.
One.
That's
them
a
niggas
fact.
Not just, that ain't no minimum
wage. He ain't no
job.
Rudy Poo ass nigga.
That's what I'm saying. So he already got.
But he ain't got cake. Like, he probably got some paper, but he ain't got cake. You feel me?
Bruh, billionaires are notorious for this shit. White
Jeff,
billionaires.
Jeff Bezos, if you listening, could I borrow $1 million?
He gonna be like, fuck no. He gonna be like, fuck off.
You too black, white man.
You too fucking black. Van Jones black.
I worked for Amazon.
Van Jones is a different black.
Van Jones is that.
He a different black.
I feel like, bro, it's something else. Either this nigga taking hush money.
Or it might just be start of his political campaign. And I feel like Kerwin just mentioned that shit.
Or political affiliation. Or them niggas his booty bandits.
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm not voting for a nigga like Van Jones.
For what?
Because he ain't his swag ain't even up to par. Like, he ain't even sweet with his shit. Like, I don't even like his glasses.
He is like that. I don't watch the news and none of that shit.
Yeah. And then when what's the name of them? What's the president?
Biden.
Yeah, Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. He was on CNN crying. Like, they ain't even sweet. You ain't even swagging that type like, shit. Like, you ain't
Hold
even
sweet.
Hold
yourself together, my nigga.
Hey, come Hold on, man. Together. Get yourself together, dog. I ain't never seen Barack drop a tear.
No, I never.
Nigga, when he was dropping them motherfucking drone bombs on niggas, that nigga was like, shit, it is what it is. Nigga, so I don't want to see my motherfucking niggas crying shit on TV, my nigga. Come on, hold it together, my nigga.
If he running for office, I'm definitely not voting for that nigga. But it's more to this shit, you feel me? And I'm assuming the worst, but it's more to it. He just ain't giving no nigga 100 M's. Like, yeah, this a gift.
Man, he just gave his ex-wife, nigga, like 200.
I mean, that's his wife.
Billion.
That's his wife, though.
And that nigga was still fucking his motherfucking ex bitch on the side.
That's what I'm saying.
Now that's hard.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit. What? But if Jeff Bezos come to you and offer you $100 million, you gonna say no in any situation?
Absolutely not.
Besides, like make you do some fucked up shit.
But I instantly cut into Bezos like, nigga, who you want me to kill?
You you know what I think it is? I think he paying that nigga to cover up something like.
It could
with the media.
Spill. My nigga Bezos be on freaky shit.
Duh.
This nigga stay on that freaky.
I can tell by that nigga laugh.
Too much money to not be a weirdo.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
He hiring some
bitch for sure.
They about to have a Netflix special in the next 5 years, like Bezos, the man or the animal or some shit like that. I don't know.
You seen John McAfee die? You know who that is?
Oh, we just talked about that shit.
That nigga got the fuck up. IRS, nigga.
He a weirdo.
We would just
stories about how he hire hookers to shit in his mouth.
Tell us more.
Look,
they said he had a hammock with like a hole cut in it, and he would lie underneath it.
That nigga
had a hooker's shit through the hammock into his mouth and on his face and shit.
All right, I swear.
He said he fucked a whale too.
I can see. Okay, okay.
I can't make this shit up.
But I can see if you want a bitch to take a shit on your chest or something like that. It's not my thing.
You want some other shit?
That's regular though. My nigga Trey Songz do it. Shout out to my nigga Trey Songz.
Yeah, I heard he like bitches taking shit on his chest.
And then what's that one?
Odell Beckham.
Odell Beckham like that shit. You feel me?
I ain't with the dookie play.
But taking shit in your mouth though.
In your mouth. Like
If I had money, I'd be in a different freaky bag. Like instead of like having bitches shit on me, like I would probably cut a hole in a hammock and have like maybe 9 to 10 different like. Whores.
Yeah.
And then I just lay down there and I just guess who's sucking my dick at that time.
Okay.
And I'd be like,
okay.
That's Amanda. That's Becky. You give lousy head. Move.
That's a big change from shit.
That bring me back to 2 Girls, 1 Cup.
I think that shit was fake.
That shit was real.
No, that they look loose. Like who take them types of loose ass shit?
They eat laxatives because they're about to shit on camera.
And they wasn't. Okay. They was shitting, but they was that shit was just nasty. I'm traumatized to this day. Like,
you ain't had to bring that up.
Shit came out when we was like in middle school.
That's what I'm saying. And that's how I know. Like my cousins used to like bully me because they just forced me to watch that shit.
Yeah.
It was like, just watch this. This is a cool little video. And then that shit weak.
Scarred for life.
Crazy.
Scarred.
I ain't with the dookie play, man.
You into butt sex? You like to play with bitches booty holes?
No, I've already told you my booty hole, you know, situation in my life. But.
You would never stick no fingers up there?
A thumb? Yeah.
Maybe?
That's
okay.
Hell yeah. What?
I'm telling you. Go crazy.
Come on,
that's
now.
That's good bag right there.
I say that shit like.
I ain't scared of the booty. I just ain't
that shit like 85% effective.
Yeah.
The other percentage you might get slapped, but you know.
Yeah, it just depends.
It's a risk I'm willing to take every time.
Like, hey.
It ain't like, as far as like, it ain't like my go to, you feel me? Like, I don't really like care too much.
It's just a little, you know what I'm saying?
You feel me?
Seasoning in case.
Yeah, like, I'll stick a finger in there, and you feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I lick a butt. I'm a little traumatized though.
I ain't gonna lie.
You a lick a butt?
Yeah, I lick a butt.
I lick a butt.
I ain't into the licking booty.
You ain't never tried?
No comment.
You ain't never slipped up like eating a cooch?
No, not slipped up. That's like a pretty, you know, bad accident to really miss.
I beg to differ.
It happened.
I beg to differ.
If you really like in a moment of that shit is wet, nigga,
yeah.
You gone.
Yeah.
You gonna slip.
I don't know.
Yeah. Why you down there? Everything is a coochie.
For real. Eat a little butt. Ain't nothing wrong with eating a little butt here and there.
No, I ain't no booty.
You ever
here.
Did the 69 with a bitch? You just like, fuck it. I'm licking. Yeah, I'm just licking everything while I'm down here.
I ain't did that. Not yet.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm still young.
Try it today.
See. No. I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah. You never know, man.
Nah.
You might enjoy it.
No comment.
It's all right, man. You know, you a young man. How old are you? Like 23,
24?
23. Oh, you got your whole life to eat a butt, man.
Yeah, my name
is I ain't never said that I haven't before.
Okay.
And we gonna keep it at that.
Oh, but then you just told on yourself. You just don't like. You just didn't like it.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was straight.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just ain't into it.
It's not like something that you go to like every time.
Let me eat your butt.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna tell you what. I don't eat cake. I'm not a cake person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't really a big fan of sweets.
But if the cake good, I eat some of that shit.
I feel you.
I like it.
I like the way you put that.
Yeah.
So eloquently. You feel me? Yeah. If the cake is good, I eat it.
Yeah.
If the icing good, I'll lick it.
Wow. Okay. My boy.
But I don't like a lot of icing.
Yeah. You know, nah. Not too much.
Yeah.
And, you know, I ain't got much of a sweet tooth like that. You feel me?
Talking about a sweet tooth. You a nasty bitch.
My boy, my nigga Kerwin, boy, that nigga be in an ill bag.
It's all right, though.
But yeah, but more of the story is, man, it's going to be a lot of rich ass nigga activity, and I'm with that shit, man. I just want to get to a point in my life whereas I can do some Jeff Bezos type shit.
Yeah, because
even like as of recent, though, this nigga just took his own airplane to the fucking space and came back and shit. That shit is hard to me.
Yeah, that shit is hard. I want to go to space for like 13 minutes and come back.
That's hard.
And I heard a nigga, like a random like rich nigga and shit, paid $21 million for his son to hop on that bitch. 28.
The trip was 30 and he made $1.7 million.
Yeah.
Basically a free
ass
trip.
That's what I'm saying.
Free
ass
trip.
That's hard.
Just to ride with Jeff Bezos.
Nigga, if the aliens see this shit, I know they fucking amazed.
You fucking an alien?
You about to have kids with aliens.
I'm fucking alien if she got fat ass.
I really want these motherfucking aliens to pop out before I die.
You fucking an alien if she bad? I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Hell and I hate to say it, but
that's fine. I'm going to call her Leela and we're going to get to it.
I hope my fiance just understands, you know, my purpose.
This is otherworldly shit.
Yeah, like something like this don't happen all the time.
Shit.
Like I'm sure she could probably understand.
Yeah, like you got a chance to fucking alien. You got
marriage is not tied to outer space.
Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on, man. Like let
that bond is kept on Earth.
Yeah, that's true. Oh.
Since you put it so eloquently, absolutely.
Boy, you about to get in trouble when Trey hear this shit. Like, oh, you fucking alien, bitch. You a fucking alien, bitch.
Apologize next week.
I'm like, you know, it's just all podcast shit. Damn.
It's only entertainment.
It's all entertainment. Oh, damn. But yeah, no. I am. But, I mean, shit, man. I'm ready for these motherfucking aliens to pop out at any moment and shit. Nigga, they supposed to be dropping, like, the whole disclosure about UFOs and UAPs and all of this shit.
Releasing shit about some shit.
I've been seeing it on the Reddits and shit. My white boy's been out there decoding shit, putting ones and twos together.
I love to see it.
That shit crazy.
Yeah. But I'm ready for it, man. Because if... At any moment, them niggas be like, shit, man, we relocating, going to Mars and shit, fuck the Earth. Nigga, I don't want to be on that plane
or
that spaceship.
I need alien fans like Rick and Morty.
That's hard.
For sure.
Other dimensions and shit.
Yeah.
But shit, they about to start, you know, round trip tickets to space and shit. You feel me? I'm copping one.
I'm waiting.
That should probably be like 10 bands and shit.
Explode first, and then when they get it right.
Yeah, I'm gonna let like the first 100 flights go, and then I'll be like, all right.
That's probably smart. I'm gonna be on probably the first one.
Cause niggas ain't say shit about them Apollo shits so when no motherfuckers blowing up left and right.
Yeah.
Blowing the fuck up. You know how many people died?
Nigga, what's his name? Buzz Lightyear. What's his name?
Buzz Lightyear.
No, what's that old nigga name? Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, ain't he the first nigga that went to space or some shit like that?
No.
I don't think so.
Because I remember, like, nigga, when we used to be up in school and shit, they used to put the Apollo on like, the big TV and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to show the movie that the nigga that blow up and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, shit, I don't know.
What's his name?
I don't know.
When I was young, I was dumb as hell. I thought the guy who went to space name was Apollo. So I didn't learn his name because I just assumed that was his name.
Yeah, that was his name. Apollo Creed and shit.
Yeah, that was that nigga.
That nigga was punching niggas in outer space.
Man.
Hell yeah, man. But yeah, nigga. Shout out to my nigga Jeff Bezos. Nigga, slide me and Kern with some of that bread, man.
Come on.
And, you know, send my nigga Spiff, you know, some of that bread, too.
I'm sorry I called you gay. You just saved me like $10 million. I'll be straight.
Listen, man.
He'll apologize for $10
million. That's what I'm saying. I apologize. Yeah. I won't put your business out there like that.
Or 30 for real.
Shit, it don't.
Now, peep game, though. If he stepped to you with 100 M's and tell you to do some strange shit, how strange would you go for 100?
I'm not doing.
That's a broad question.
Like,
you can put your own definition on strange or what you.
I'm not
do.
Doing nothing with another man in any sexual.
Ain't nobody form. Even ain't nobody even saying
that's
that.
Strange though.
Okay, yeah,
strange. But if he want me to like slap somebody or something like that,
nah,
you feel me?
That's
that ain't worth it.
That ain't
nigga, I'm talking like I'm
what's
talking
strange?
Like some Black Mirror fuck a pig type shit.
Fuck a pig?
Well, no, because they made him fuck a pig and then put it, like, out there and shit.
Oh,
I'm not doing that for 100 mil.
No, I'm not fucking BCLE. I ain't doing none of that shit, nigga.
For a hundo?
For a hundo?
Nasty, weird, freaky shit, especially with, like, animals or kids. I'm never doing no shit like that.
Yeah. You sure?
Money, yeah.
Okay, I just had to test y'all next. I just need to know what type of niggas I'm hanging around, man.
But
I go get a body before
I don't know
I do
what type of
strange shit.
Normal shit I'm okay with.
Yeah,
that's such a broad question. I'm not doing no sexual shit.
I'm pretty much just smearing a nigga for the 100 M's.
Yeah,
but I need like full immunity. I need a new identity, passports, all that shit. I need new fingerprints, all that shit. Face,
yeah,
all that shit.
That's easy. Well,
what about this? if you so willing to go catch a body, they'll say it gotta be a relative.
A relative?
Yeah, you think you can kill one of your relatives? It don't have to be somebody like in your immediate family, like your brother, your mom, your dad, anything like that. But it has to be some type of kin to you. Maybe a cousin. Maybe a second cousin. I even let you go that far.
No, I can't do that. We can't kill off the bloodline. I'm about to go to
my nigga come ready to kill his uncle.
Nah, hell nah.
What's that nigga that be doing the prosthetic faces and shit?
My nigga that band gang Jafar.
Yeah, I'm going to that nigga going to get a new face.
Nigga,
before I get the body.
My nigga was like, nigga, subscribe to my only scams. I'll show you how to do these prosthetic faces. my nigga Solo and Red's like, damn.
Nah, for real.
I ain't killing no relative.
I don't think I can kill a relative.
I can't do it. You can't kill off that blood.
I'm sure you got at least one cousin that you really don't fuck with.
I mean, I do, but no,
not enough to like.
Not enough to take.
I don't fuck with most of my family that like heavy. Like we not that close for real.
Yeah.
But I still wouldn't kill none of them.
Why you
definitely
not close?
Wouldn't say it on here.
Why you not close with your family?
I don't know. We just.
Do they try to like? Damn, that nigga Colonel, man. He just.
No, they not
different.
Like rude or fucked up or no shit like that. They just like a different type of people that don't mix well with my type of person. They type of person, like they cool, like ain't like nothing wrong with them. They just I don't really fit in the puzzle there.
Yeah, I feel you.
Which is cool. Like I don't got a problem with it, but it's just like kind of like got like a disconnect between me and them.
That's understandable.
Yeah. Like my mom's side of the family, like. Most of them are like really super into like church and religious and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then like my dad's side of the family, we get drunk.
I don't really be talking to like most of my dad's side of the family. They in Canada, so I don't really like
y'all
like cool and like whatnot. We see each other,
like,
when we see each other, but shit.
How far in Canada though? Like Windsor, like right here. How far is that from here?
I think it's like a couple hours south of Toronto.
Okay,
so it's in Canada. They in Canada.
Yeah,
it's
they ain't
super,
it ain't that borderline
it's not deep.
Detroit
it's not super
shit.
Deep, but it's you it's know what I'm saying, a couple hours up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cool though.
So
I just ain't seen them in a while. We just don't talk that much.
Yeah, I'm definitely killing one of my cousins for sure. I know exactly which one too.
Oh,
that nigga is smoked.
Oh. All right, and you going to the funeral?
Huh?
You going to the funeral?
Oh yeah.
Big crying.
Oh, yeah.
Big crying in the big front. Crying. In the front, pew.
Like, damn. No. I was just with this nigga yesterday.
Damn, you gotta make it believable. You might as well hop in the casket, too. You know how niggas
be. They gonna be like, nigga, we all know this nigga me smoked this nigga. This nigga Beast just pulled up in this nigga Jeff Bezos' jet. For real. Nigga, for real. That nigga is smoked, boy.
I smoke a random motherfucker though.
For a hundred mil. Like on what's that shit with CMB and shit?
Smoke somebody, smoke cousin.
You know.
Yeah, I smoke somebody else, cousin, for sure, for sure.
Y'all niggas ain't right, dog. Y'all niggas rather smoke somebody else and shit. Y'all niggas hate smoke your own family.
No, we not doing that.
It's too personal.
Yeah, okay.
I gotta see the rest of everybody else.
That's what I'm sure his mother will forgive me.
I'm probably not getting no Christmas gift from them.
Damn. Hell, dog.
So, you know what I'm saying? I got to keep them around.
Speaking of smoking niggas, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on.
Like, mind you, like.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be mad if. And I know we got a lady in the room, and so please don't take this the wrong way. But I wouldn't be mad if Dr. Dre smoked his ex-wife.
I wouldn't either.
No.
I wouldn't be mad.
No.
Nigga Riz, he put that 300 on her motherfucking head.
Oh, man. Like, yeah, she kind of deserve it at this point. That bitch fucking him up.
Like.
That nigga give me the 300 off.
You know this bitch. How you? Okay, let's take a deep dive into that shit. Like, not smoking a bitch, but okay. So this nigga Dre is like net worth is like $820 some odd million.
Yeah,
he giving her 300 a month, which is like 3.5 million a year.
But if you think about it, if you break it down, man,
mm-hmm.
even rich niggas. Ain't even probably spending that type of money monthly, though.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like saying he going to buy a fucking Rolls Royce every month.
Every month?
That don't even make sense.
That don't make sense.
That shit fucked up.
He got it. He get until either she get remarried or she die. You think she about to get married?
No.
Fuck no.
Nigga, she gonna have so many side niggas and just gonna be fucking young men like us.
Yes, sir.
And cashing us the fuck out. I'm like, courtesy of the Dr. Dre.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna be buying that motherfucker Rolls. Like, look at.
Do you think, regardless of money, do you think anybody deserves that much in child support?
Absolute. Nigga, not.
On both, can men get paid child support? No.
Yeah.
So on both sides of the
Kevin Federline got it.
Oh yeah, I'm fucking with Kevin Federline.
That nigga did that shit.
He did that shit.
What he get?
He got child support from Britney Spears. Remember when she was going crazy?
Yeah,
he was when she was taking care of them kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But
that's hard.
Free yeah, Britney. That is.
That's hard.
Yeah, free Britney, man. I heard she was abused and her daddy stealing her money and shit.
Yeah, they keeping her in the house and shit. Shout out to that bitch
for right now, man. I'm praying for her well-being and shit.
But back to what Spiff was saying, though, it makes absolutely no sense for somebody to get that type of money like that. Because at all, absolutely, man. If you want to maintain your way of living, $300,000 a month is well beyond maintaining a lifestyle, my nigga.
That's like a nigga high up, like... salary for a year type shit. You feel me? That's like a corporate high
up. Do you
up
know how salary. High up you gotta be to make 300
M? That's what I'm saying, bro.
Like, and niggas is making like 300,000 a year and she getting it a month.
That's what I'm saying. You taking home 3.5 million.
That's crazy.
You
Brett.
Stack up on that shit, like nigga, what? You getting a whole fortune off this nigga.
How much you wanna bet she drop a motherfucking lifetime
special?
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on now. You know it's in the works and the memoir and the book.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
You feel me? And the book tour. She gonna be on Oprah, Steve Harvey. All the mother motherfuckers. Wendy Williams. Ellen DeGeneres.
Dripped. Big Birkins. Every month.
Profit. Making that money. plus getting 300 M. What you doing with 300 M's per month? What you doing with that shit?
300 cash.
300 cash per month into your bank account every month.
Ain't that shit? I gotta try at least every drug once. I got to. You can't be. And what my nigga Louis Ray say? He like, nigga, I ain't a fiend because I can afford this. Nigga, I believe that shit. That shit hard. But yeah, man, 300,000 smoked.
Smoked.
For real.
I get her gone. I get her gone.
You do that?
I get her gone.
Dr. Dre, if you listening, man, tap in with my baby Spiff. He in the A.
No, that ain't even my name. I don't stay there. I don't reside there. This is, for legal purposes, this is just a joke.
Yeah.
For legal purposes.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
But I definitely was in the shade room comments like, damn, I ain't know this bitch produced gin and juice.
For real, though.
They got to straight be in the comments hating like a motherfucker, dog. All types of misogyny.
Got to.
I mean, hey, but shit, I guess he should have got her pregnant somewhere else. So what you was telling me, you can't get nobody, like, don't ever get nobody pregnant in California.
Yeah, absolutely
not. They got the highest, like, child support wages, nigga, and all that shit.
Nigga, everybody that ever had a child or got married or got divorced in motherfucking California has always got they shit fucking scraped.
Be Dwight Howard in that situation. Get them hoes pregnant in Texas.
Dude,
in Texas.
The same shit was happening with Blake Griffin, I want to say a couple years ago before he came to Detroit when he was playing for the Clippers and shit. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was supposed to give his baby mama like $200,000 a month in child support.
Damn.
Damn, dog.
And I was like, what
are these bitches be doing?
Dude. It's not even about what they be doing. It's about the fucking court system.
Court saying that they can do that.
In LA, they don't play. In California, they do not play that shit.
That's just how it is. Hey, man, sometimes it's cheaper to keep her, man.
Yeah, I feel that.
For real.
My first baby mama going to be in Texas for sure.
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm not getting married.
Cap.
Nah.
You ain't going to get married, my boy?
Hell no.
I said that shit before. Look at me now planning one.
That's you.
Yeah, that's right. That's
fuck
right.
Fuck all that.
Yeah, okay.
I can't do it because a bitch can really get off.
I think.
Yeah. Well, depending on what type of female that you fucking with, though, you at the same time, too.
That's true, too.
These bitches are evil.
Like, that's where niggas, like, fuck up at is because they be dealing with, like, some terrible-ass bitches.
But I'm pretty sure.
Crazy ones. I don't know what happened.
I'm pretty sure Dre baby mama held that nigga down, though. Like, I'm pretty sure.
Nah. He already had shit before he got with her.
So, this is my thing. If you getting millions upon millions of dollars where you about to hit that billionaire status, you think any woman out here, regardless how down she was with you, y'all fall out, she going to tell the court, like, no, I don't want that $200,000, $300,000.
No. We definitely not saying that, my nigga. Because a bitch definitely, excuse my language. Let me word this wisely.
Yeah, you on the clock.
I'm going to just say, Not just speaking about women in general, but everybody feel entitled to something somehow. That's no true. Matter what he might have came in at. You know, a nigga might have came in at the tail end of little to everything that the group benefits.
Yeah.
Jump in at the peak of a nigga career.
That's gonna happen no matter what.
Shit happens, man.
Yeah, that's true.
So, hey, man. Hey.
But there's some women out here like, it's some women out here, like, minus, like, the money, like, the niggas being rich and shit. It's some women out here that I know personally that didn't put their baby daddy on child support.
Good for them.
They baby daddies and shit.
But are they good fathers, though?
No.
Oh, well.
But at the same time, too.
If you're a good father, bro.
Yeah.
Well, I say, like, 50-50. Some of them are, some of them not. Right. You feel me? But it's hard to tell, though.
It's
like,
some real shit, though.
It's hard to tell. Anybody can tell me that they baby daddy ain't shit, but what did that nigga do to make you that man? Or anybody could tell me that they baby mama not shit, but what did they do to make you that man?
Or sometimes, instead of going through, like, that whole process of putting a nigga on child support, knowing, like, this nigga ain't shit, it's probably just more of a hassle to put a nigga on.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it's niggas
hating each other.
It's niggas out here purposely not going to get jobs and not wanting to work because they know they're on child support.
Bro, I seen a grown man break down and cry looking at his check before after child support, making decent money,
dude.
Decent money.
Fucked up.
I told this story to Spiff before, man. Nigga, I used to work at Comerica Bank.
Okay.
Many years ago. And a guy came in. He was like, "Oh man, the profit sharing check just hit, man. Please hurry up, withdraw all that shit." I was like, "All right, sir, it's 43 cents. That nigga broke down and started bawling, crying. He started crying, man. Child support took everything and just left the cents. They took all the dollars and left the cents. Cents too, bro.
I'm going to do a 43 cents. Might as well take that shit too.
Bro, nigga, be they should have just
took the change
that's
too.
Like, that's like tipping a waitress like 30 cents.
You hear the horror stories. That shit is real, my
That nigga had like 9,800 and some dollars. And they just took all of it and just left 43 cents.
Damn.
I
would have cried too.
I would have
That nigga came in that bitch early Friday morning. That shit was gone. But at the same time too, for that, he gotta be for them to take that much money out of his shit.
You gotta be back like a motherfucker. Yeah. Friends of the court is really not your friends, man.
No, sir. So when Kerwin go out here and get Miley Cyrus pregnant, bust my nigga Kerwin down.
Never gonna happen.
Shit, nah, he gonna be getting child support.
I wouldn't fuck Miley Cyrus.
my nigga Kerwin the new Kevin Federline.
That's
out here.
What I'm saying. You wouldn't do it for the
if anything,
child support.
It's gonna be like Scissor or something.
Scissor? You gotta relax on our black queens, my boy.
Yeah. You gotta chill.
You gotta relax.
You gotta
man.
Chill.
It's free range out here.
Free range chicken.
I ain't trying to.
Damn.
It's not the war no more.
Say, I ain't trying to hear none of that shit. Equality, nigga.
Yeah. Damn. Nigga, what white bitches that you used to like back in the day, man? I'll tell you some of my favorites.
Mila Kunis.
I like fire.
Okay, she tight. She tight. Fire. I like her.
I had a little crush on like Hillary Duff for a little second.
Hillary got a fatty, boy.
I don't know.
Hillary
something about Lizzie McGuire had me turned on.
I seen some shit.
Come on, now stop. My nigga Gordo.
She was mad decent, man. Back when I was watching Disney Channel.
Lady Gaga got a fat ass.
It's the
nose. Her face is a little too beaky.
But I'm gonna look into that. I ain't never.
She got some ass.
She got some cheeks. Yeah. Okay.
She white, ain't she?
Yeah, she white.
Most
Italian.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Let me think. We talked about this before, but I definitely like Scarlett Johansson's tits.
I love that bitch.
Angelina Jolie got a good mouth.
Got to.
Great mouth. I feel like she give phenomenal dome.
I never thought about this for real. I say N1. Maybe Megan Fox. I don't fucking know.
Megan Fox is tight though.
I haven't seen her recently.
She's still
up to par.
Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah, she's still fucking on that nigga.
You said Mila Kunis.
Yeah. I always had a thing for Mila Kunis.
Yeah. Was it because of That 70s Show?
Yeah,
gotta be. No?
Nah. I don't know where she in a lot of shit. I don't know.
I don't feel like she white though. She a different type of white.
She
white, but she like from somewhere overseas, like Russian or some shit or.
She gotta be some. She got some black in her. She from some type probably of African so. Country. Where my nigga French Montana from? That's where she from.
She from Morocco.
That bitch from Morocco.
I was in like middle school and shit. I used to fuck with white bitches though.
I say Jennifer Aniston back in the day.
Friends. Yeah, Jennifer Aniston was definitely tight back in the day.
I like her.
Nigga, what movie was that when they was trafficking them bricks? With that white man and shit. They was acting like a family.
Oh, you talk about, I know what you talk about.
You know what movie I'm talking about?
Yeah, when they was in that RV and shit.
Yeah, when they was trafficking them elbows.
Like, was it Meet the Something?
It might have been. It was something like that. But yeah, nigga, she had like a whole like strip scene in the movie and shit. I was like, oh damn, this old bitch kind of keeping up to par and shit.
I like how she perv shit and horrible bosses and shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. I like when she be in that bag.
Yeah, I like freaky white bitches.
Damn. Shout out to the white bitches, man.
Yeah.
Who else? I think we named like the top tiers of the.
Yeah, cause they all age like
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You feel me? It's alright though. Yeah.
It's alright.
Like, you know, it was like a couple like school teachers that we had that was like kind of decent, that was white and shit.
Yeah.
But you know, none of them like top tier type shit. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I give Sandra Bullock the nod. You feel me?
You different.
Sandra Bullock not tight to you? Well, she, back in the day,
she got strong like face features.
I feel like that bitch.
She feel like she could take a good punch to the face.
Like, what was that bitch? It's a movie with Nick Cannon that bitch was in. I like that bitch and that she
Nick
that
Cannon
nigga teacher. Yeah, it was like a little. It's not a kid movie, but it's like PG-13. He like an undercover cop or something like that.
Oh, I think I've seen that shit. Yeah.
I like that bitch.
Nick Cannon hilarious.
That nigga Nick Cannon is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I'm still on the Black Queens. Ain't I?
The current, you gotta chill.
You gotta relax.
You gotta relax.
Free reign.
Free range chickens.
We ain't gonna tell this man how to live his life.
I'm on Hispanic bitches too, though. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I like Hispanic bitches too.
I like that bitch. Hispanic bitch. What's that bitch? Fuck. I like Eva Mendez.
Eva Mendez. Okay.
I like Rosario Dawson. Back in the day when OG, she was fucking on Jesus. OG.
Yes, sir.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. And then. Is one bitch. You ever seen Grown Ups? Or is that? So. That is. That's got to be Eva Mendez. Grown Ups with Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Selma Hayek.
Oh, she.
Cold.
She ain't. She
Hispanic.
She Hispanic?
Yeah.
I thought she was like Arab or something.
I don't know what that bitch is. Arabic that bitch is cold.
Too, yeah. Bro.
Selma Hayek, yo.
I feel like some of them Arabic bitches be thick as hell under them capes. No cap, my boy.
They do, though.
I'm trying to tell you, they do.
My nigga Curry, you know it. I've definitely seen pornos where they like fuck like Arabic bitches, but I be feeling like they be already whores and shit.
Shout out to Mia Khalifa,
like thick as hell under there, though.
Shout out to Mia Khalifa, man.
Yeah.
Put them on the map, man.
Yeah, she did. She did.
They hated her for wearing a hijab in a porno.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do what you got to do for the storyline.
Yeah, you got to do what you got
to
do.
She an artist, man.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to Mia Khalifa, man.
Yeah, she had just titties for like no damn reason. For no ass, just all tits. Heavy
and
titties.
She bought them bitches, too.
Damn.
There was videos of her before she got them bitches.
For real?
Yeah, bro. I never. Still out there.
But, you know, she not really like my go-to when it comes to like.
Me either.
You know, I'm on my amateur porn wave right now. Like,
I've been fucking with Betty Hub since y'all put me onto that.
Yeah, you go there daily?
No.
Yeah.
I do.
Y'all be in the new. Check that bitch out a little bit. See what content in there.
Yeah. We got to provide those resources for you, man.
Yeah, you know, I go in there, if not daily, every other day. Just to check in.
You feel me?
See,
I thought, oh, shit, who is this bitch?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they ain't got a comment section, so I don't know who bitch is.
Oh, yeah, I used to definitely be in the comments trying to figure out who bitch was.
Yeah. Because
sometimes it'd be a cold bitch, but, like, the porn is just so bad. Like, I got to see this bitch in some other type of light.
And I instantly just go straight to Reddit. I just type the bitch name in Reddit. Anytime my nigga spill coming with it, like, damn.
Reddit really got everything.
Who is this bitch? I instantly type her name in on Reddit.
You still owe me one. You gonna be the greatest nigga that ever lived. You give me this shit.
Nigga, I feel like this shit is like, I don't know, man. I don't think I'm gonna fall through on this
one. You think it's impossible?
I think it's impossible.
We gonna find that bitch.
Especially like knowing who she fuck with now. It's like.
Yeah. It's the game is too.
It would have came out already.
Yeah, it's one of those ones.
Yeah. Oh. I should have took you somewhere where no one can find you.
Shout out to my nigga Dre. Drop that certified lover boy, bitch.
Yeah, I'm ready to cry.
Yeah, I'm ready to be in my feels.
That boy Kanye said he living in a Benz stadium till he finished with the album.
Shit, my auntie just said she seen that nigga walking in, walking through that bitch.
Yeah.
At the soccer game.
Yeah.
I think that's hard. like really, to have enough money to do whatever the fuck you want to do is the hardest shit to me.
Just telling Trey this, bro. I was telling him, what I really would do if I came up on like some dog shit, I would go like rent out. I'll find a studio somewhere crazy, like Kanye be doing, like he did in Hawaii for fucking
years. Yeah, hell yeah.
Studio, rent that bitch out for months and just have all my people come. We just going nonstop taking working that bitch. Floor. That's what I would do.
You
if I came up on 100,000.
You ever seen that? That J. Cole documentary when he was making
the Dreamville shit.
Yeah,
shit hard.
That shit hard. Like having just rooms and shit like that. Man. That shit is hard.
That shit looked hectic though.
It do, but because
it was a lot of artists in that bitch.
But yeah, it's an opportunity for everybody to get their shit off.
That's,
definitely.
I've
always wanted to do some shit like that.
Yeah, I would love to just be like a part or just like to be there to see that type of shit. Yeah, because I feel like too many people be on bullshit. It's gonna be niggas that just want to just be there, just to be there, just
chill,
to
get high, talk shit.
Right, pop cool, perks. Yeah,
shit, I be in that bitch focused trying to work.
That's because anytime that I see like niggas in the studio, I want to see niggas actually work. I don't want to see y'all niggas just smoke weed.
Yeah.
I can like we can
talk
smoke
about
weed all day.
Basketball and shit.
Yeah.
Play the game.
Yeah, it's been a lot of times I done had sessions booked with motherfuckers and we don't really make shit. We make like a couple beats and this and that and then end up just talking like for a couple hours.
Yeah. I done been in sessions like that plenty of times.
Yeah, bro.
Been like in sessions like 7 o'clock. Me, you know, we pull up 7 and shit. It be 1 o'clock. Niggas ain't recorded shit.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But niggas be drunk as fuck in that bitch though.
Right.
Shit, that really happened that one time we linked up at Choice shit. I linked up with him on some trying to like make some music shit and a bunch of people pulled up. We ended up just getting drunk, talking and shit.
And just chilling.
Hell yeah, it's cool. But shit, I don't know. Once I get into a certain like mode of like, all right, I'm really working, like I get like
super you get locked in
what I'm doing. I don't even know what the fuck people talking about around me. I don't know what the fuck they doing.
Yeah.
If you be burning that shit down, I wouldn't even know.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Because I just be focused, bro. I'm trying to really get my, like, head back on some, like, tunnel vision shit with music and working on this project.
Man, you know who I be seeing, like, cook up on the daily, though? That nigga Brando be in that bitch, like, from what I can see on Instagram, at least. My nigga Brando be on that bitch, like, every day, like,
cooking,
trying to make
shit.
Some shit.
See, that's what I need to be on. I need to be working every day.
My nigga Brando got the stew at his shit, don't he, Solo?
Shout out to my nigga Brando.
I do, too. I just be moving around too much. My motherfucking schedule be crazy. Like,
man, what the fuck do you be doing, my nigga?
I be seeing you different places.
All man. I see like, this nigga is doing is putting on clothes and taking pictures.
In front of the Benz.
Exactly. I be moving around.
White boy Rick.
Hell yeah. You feel me? I just be moving around, bro.
Yeah.
I be, yeah, I see. Motherfucking just, you know what I'm saying? Doing my crowd freak shit.
Yeah.
Hosting showcases, popping up networking. Certain shit on my face.
You signed the crowd freak?
No, hell no. That's my family, though. Yeah. Crowd
you need to come sign the Meech and Spiff podcast records so we can steal your motherfucking masters and put that shit in the trust.
Man,
like my
y'all can
Scooter
have
Brown.
Them bitches, bro. That's your.
Say less.
Say less. We about to put your shit. We about to pull a Scooter Brown on your
ass. Oh. And I'm about to snitch.
Yeah.
Shit, white boy Rick.
It is what it is.
For real.
Oh, hell no.
But no, like, I always wanted to ask you, like, as far as, like, that, how that crowd freaks about, like, what the fuck do y'all do? Like, because I see what y'all do, and I see, like, I've searched the page and shit.
It started out as, like, basically, like, we would throw, like have, like, book shows of, like, big artists just wanting to get, like, local artists on big stages in front of people and shit.
Yeah.
And it started out as just, like, a business that they just, like, they got, like, a studio with bankrolls, and they got this big space on 7 in Greenfield. And it was just, like, they have showcases that's, like, a competition, and winner gets to go perform for, I remember at first it was OG Mecco.
Bitch, okay. You guessed it.
Shit like that.
You
so
right.
Me, friend, you know what I'm saying, the lobby and gang and shit, we would all go to them bitches, like, as artists trying to win, like, and you know what I'm saying? We start figuring out how, like, shit works and shit. And we start winning them bitches. And then eventually Freeball joined Crowd Freak because he was seeing, like, the growth of the shit and, like, how shit was, like, growing fast and shit.
What?
And he, you know, he was trying to get us on board too and shit. And I was like, I don't really fuck with it because, like, that's just, I felt like it wasn't, like, a me thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, working, like, just, like, working for, like, a place to throw shows. Like, I felt like as an artist, that's not something I do.
Yeah.
But just building a relationship with motherfuckers and building a relationship with Kurt, like, into, like, warming me up to it. And eventually I joined too. So now we do, like, a lot of shit. Cause it's just grown so much. Like we got like the radio show that's through Crowd Freak.
Mm-hmm.
It's our show that we got through Crowd Freak, and we be like organizing the events and stuff. We do meetings every Tuesday downtown. We got like a whole office, and we talk
that's
about
hard.
What we got going on, like what shows coming up. Like we talk about like, all right, like who should we get for this, and like we go through like fucking like 50 artists and like narrow it down.
Yeah.
Look at like budgeting and how like that, how shit works on the money side of things. Like we just, I learned a lot of like business music shit, and like it like helped me open my eyes to a lot of like how the music industry shit works.
So is it like a regular like 9 to 5, like you got to get up and like go to every day, or just like
really it's just we meet every Tuesday if we got events, and we say like me and Freeball host, so like if there's an event going on, we like, yeah, like I can be there, I'll host it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just be on stage, and like we get paid hourly based on that shit. But sometimes we have like office hours where we got like office work to come in, and they gotta like, you know what I'm saying, do flyers and reach out to this person and that person. We got like a lot of city investors and shit. It's a lot of shit. They do a lot of shit now. Like it's pretty crazy. But I ain't really, through 2020, I ain't really been there too much because I was in the crib like it was.
Yeah.
So I'm just starting to get back to really like showing my face and doing shit with them and shit.
Hey, tell them I'm willing to sign a deal for $100 million. And yeah, tell him.
You had to talk to me about old girl. I remember I told you to text me.
Oh yeah, I text you.
I forgot to reply. Yeah.
What the fuck?
You see these white guys, man?
We gonna chop it up after this, bro. I can definitely make some shit happen.
Yeah, we could do that. I'm just trying to help my lady friend out, man. Just trying
to. She dope. I peeped her shit. She dope. I like her.
Yeah, she hard. She hard. She be singing.
Networking. Yeah. Making connections.
Absolutely.
Listen, man. Cause Spiff leaving, man. Spiff leaving.
Yeah.
I know. You know how niggas be. Like, nigga, we gonna still do it, but it's like.
Yeah,
you know how it is, man.
Bro, like I'm still here, bro. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna do this shit.
But you know, just to be 100% open and honest, man. Mm-hmm. Like once Spiff moved to another state, mm-hmm. you never know like what his schedule may be.
Yeah, you
why you down there and shit.
I'm about to try to get signed to them QC niggas. I ain't gonna lie.
Say less. shit, nigga. Give me a QC chain.
I got you.
And 4PL. I join 4PL.
4PL.
4PF.
Yeah. Or Brit, them Brit squad niggas. That's what I'm narrowing it down to.
I don't know. All them niggas go to jail.
I mean, hey. You know, they come out clones.
Yeah, you right.
Be clone, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You know, but on a serious note, like, shit, I don't know where the fuck I'm going to take this pod to next. I don't know. Maybe I got to get my pops on this bitch every week. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm going to try to keep this shit going, you know, with my nigga Spiff, you feel me?
You know, I'll be around and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, we might. I don't know where we're gonna have to record that, cause this is like the record.
We could fuck around, get a little studio.
Come on, man. Shit, let me call Brando, nigga. We could go to this shit.
Yeah, you could go to Brando.
Get a little table set up.
Yeah, you feel me? You feel me?
It's a lot of things you could do. You just gotta be creative. Like,
yeah. You know? Definitely, definitely.
Who got their ass busted?
Rez, you really?
Red.
Yeah.
Man.
Where are you? Oh.
Damn. y'all niggas different, dog. But yeah, man. More the story is, man, my nigga Spiff about to leave, man. He about to go run up a bag and shit.
Yeah.
He about to be 30. You know, he about to be 30 up 30. You know, my nigga about to be like Poppy Blessed Hands.
Exactly.
You
know?
Hey, what's that one scammer nigga that used to be in Chicago?
Bandman Kevo.
Bandman Kevo. Yeah. You know, that's my nigga Spiff, man. He gonna be scamming and doing all types of wild shit.
I'm about to be like that nigga Rich Wayne and shit.
Yeah. Y'all know Spiff gonna be in a different bag when he start going to like Mr. Ruggs parties and shit.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, if I see this nigga Spiff at a Mr. Ruggs party, I'm personally coming down there to whoop this nigga ass, dog. Because I'm going to be like, nigga, you didn't change.
Green and purple beads in his beard.
Hell no.
But shit, man. Before we shake up out of this bitch, man, y'all niggas not any last words that you like to say when you say, when you say, how you say it, when you say it, my boy.
Hell no, I'm ready to move. Ready to get the fuck on.
City going to miss y'all, man. Y'all an essential piece to the city and DTB, man.
We gonna come back up here, fuck the city up with our scam money. Don't worry about it.
I know, I already know y'all live, man. I'm gonna miss y'all, boys. I'm gonna have to come see y'all in the A, man. For real.
If you see me throwing any money in the strip club out here,
I need two.
No, I didn't work hard for it.
I need two bad bitches when I come out there, though.
Yeah, mandatory.
Y'all can make that happen.
Mandatory.
That's easy.
All right, just one.
My nigga Spiff.
I come out there and take me straight to the club.
my nigga Spiff, man. You know, a nigga got dough. A nigga can leave the league. But if I leave, the fans still gonna love me, man. Hey, man. As always, I appreciate all 17 of y'all for always showing up, showing love, giving feedback when it's due. It's a motherfucking Drug Table Talk podcast with me, just Spiff. Remember, we don't sell drugs, we sell knowledge and slang game. Rest in peace to my nigga Mars. I don't appreciate some of that fugazi, funny acting shit, but we'll talk about that shit on a later day. Rest in peace to my dog, man. Let's go be stars up in this bitch, man. We out.
Amen.